This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And good morning, America. Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year that's coming up, and Happy Hanukkah, and anything, whatever the season's greetings are, I hope you are having them. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and today I bring you something a little unique. Because one thing the media doesn't do, it never tells you about when a regular person like you or me actually gets out there and uses a gun for self-defense successfully. Which actually happens in excess of 6,000 times a day, depending on if you believe the CDC. So joining me today, and he joins me every Monday on Lock and Load, but joining me for the first time here today on Gun Owners News Hour is writer and podcaster and the host of the podcast Self-Defense Gun Stories, and that would be Rob Morse. Good morning, sir.
Bill, it's great to be with you.
So Self-Defense Gun Stories.
Yes, I have a bunch of stories to bring to you. Where do you want to start?
Just pick the one you like the most. I need to hear about four of them just to make me feel good.
You are in luck. I have four fresh off the press this week. Are you armed as you drive at work? You work as a package delivery driver. It's the week before Christmas. Very timely. Let's face it. You're pulling overtime. It's 7 in the evening. You drop off another package at a home. You're still not done. You turn to leave, and there's a stranger in the path. He's moving toward you. This stranger is not reaching for his keys. He has a gun in his hand, and he tells you to go back to your truck. You have your Pennsylvania license to carry firearms. You're armed. But it's not a good time. It's not a good place. You do as you're told and go back to your truck. You give the robber your wallet. Your robber also grabs a package that you were going to deliver. He tells you to hand over your employee identification card. You give him that as well. You want his hands full. Now, it isn't clear from the different news reports exactly how this happened, but the robber shoots you in the stomach. You draw your firearm and defend yourself. You shoot your attacker several times. Now, the bad guy runs away. You jump in the truck, drive to a shopping center, slam on the brakes next to a policeman who's standing in front of a grocery store there. You shout that you've been shot. The policeman calls EMS. While you're waiting for the emergency medical services, you give the policeman a description of your attacker. The EMTs take you to the hospital. The police find your attacker in an alley nearby. They take him to a hospital as well. Bill, what's amazing to me is look at all the things this defender did to save his life. Well before he saw this attacker, months before, he said, the world's dangerous. Someone might want to hurt me. And when they do, I need to be ready. He went to classes. He got his carry permit. He found a gun and a holster that fit him. He learned to carry concealed. He learned to present his firearm from concealment. Now, none of those takes a particularly long time, but you can't do it all in a day. It takes a few minutes every couple of days until it becomes automatic. Now, people who deliver packages and anyone else really who goes door to door, they become a target for criminals because they're predictable. Oh, you're going to turn into this blind alley, serve the two buildings, and then have to back out. Guess where you're trapped? I'm glad he was prepared. But
What company did he work for?
Sure this was FedEx.
Okay.
FedEx.
Is there some policy
that allows this? Yeah. They say you're not supposed to be armed. And this guy said, I'd rather be alive and have to look for a job, you know, than be terribly injured or dead. Yeah, there are things more important than my job. And, you know, it's interesting. This guy must have studied it. He said, oh, it takes me about this long to defend myself. Here's a guy bending down to get a package. That's the opportunity I need. Guess what? We're not all delivery drivers, but can I drop my wallet on the ground and back up to give myself a minute? I don't want to be in a gunfight. Can a lady drop her purse, push it under the car if she's in a parking lot, back away? Because if she can avoid a gunfight, it's worth it to replace the credit cards. Now, I understand that you're going to lose maybe your kids' pictures. That really hurts. But it's still better than a gunfight.
Yeah. Gunfights should be avoided.
But that takes, Bill, that takes, you know what? It's like jujitsu, Bill. You were in the martial arts. It's not always to the strongest. It's sometimes to the person who has planned ahead, who has the quickest moves, who recognizes an opportunity. And also, when he sees an opportunity to run away, he takes it.
Yeah.
That's what self-defense is.
That involves a degree of cunning that, I've heard of people like, I heard some story about some lady out in Detroit who a bunch of carjackers came up on her after Chief Craig got out there and said, people should be armed.
Mm-hmm.
When the carjackers came up on her, she threw her keys to where they had to take their eyes off of her, and then she shot them.
That'll work.
That's a really good degree of cunning. I sort of like that when I heard that. I mean, I'd rather hear about a citizen defending themselves successfully. In your studies, when you look these things up, how easy is it to find self-defense gun stories? How easy is it to find these instances?
Well, in this case, I have four of them stacked like blocks.
Right.
That took me a couple hours. Typically, if you just want four self-defense cases, there's lots of websites that collect them for you.
Right.
Real easy to get. On Reddit, on a number of sites.
None of them.
Easy to find four new ones every day.
None of them mainstream media, though.
Oh, no. No, you're not going to find this at the Washington Post. Not hardly.
Do you think that's so that it will fit the agenda, to make it look like it doesn't happen?
Infinitely. If you press a news editor, he'll say, well, we don't want people to defend themselves. That's vigilantism. No, Mr. Editor, that's elitism. There is no one here to protect us. The police come later. And what we're asking people to do is do the homework so that you recognize that fraction of a second that you need to save your life. You do lots of things that quickly to save. Most of the country has inclement weather, you know, oops, ice, save your life. You do it automatically.
Sure.
Guess what? We're asking you to do it with a firearm as well.
Yeah. And I think we're coming up on the first break here. Yeah, we are. The whole premise behind this, I guess, is to try to, which it doesn't really work. I mean, most places are shall issue nowadays as far as permits. I think there's only a handful of may issue states, and it depends on how big the state is. Like California, your former digs, there's certain parts of it where it's basically shall issue, and there's other parts of it where it's completely impossible to get anything. But what you do sort of is sort of unique and illustrates the prolificness of this, because this happens quite often. And that's what makes self-defense gun stories unique. Where would they find it?
SelfDefenseGunStories.com. It's a podcast. If you want to be well-armed with information, put the podcast in your pocket.
You want to find out how people... And, you know, you can join Rob and I, because Rob and I talk about a bunch of stuff at Lock and Load if you so desired, and we talk about that once a week when we don't have holidays most of the time. Yeah. When we don't have holidays. But we're about to get past that hurdle now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about more self-defense gun stories, because this happens an awful lot.
My guest today is Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and this is Gun Owners News Hour.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And today I have Rob Morse with me. He does a podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is basically a forensic look at an actual self-defense incident where Rob and a armed self-defense instructor takes it and breaks it down and makes a couple of calls on this. What made you decide to come up with this?
I was talking to an instructor. You and I read these articles. You and I catch them in the paper. They're in the NRA publication. It's called The Armed Citizen. I mentioned one to an instructor, and he said, "That's fascinating. Grandma defended herself. But did she use best practice, or was she lucky?" And that made me notice, look, most of these defenders are not ninjas. They're not highly trained. They do a great job. They're every man on the street. And yet, we don't want to necessarily do everything they do. The news stories are always incomplete. Maybe we can look at what really happens and find out what we should do if it happened to us.
Well, let's hear self-defense gun story number two, please, sir.
I'm glad you mentioned California in the earlier segment, because there are about 10 million people who live in counties in California where all you have to do is ask your sheriff for a carry permit. This one happened in Murrilltown, California, and it starts off, are you armed at work? It's the holidays. You have a card shop. Lots of people at the holidays buy cards to give as gifts or want to trade in cards to get cash. A woman walks into your shop. She says she has some baseball cards to sell. You look at them and offer to buy them. You're ringing up the sale when a man wearing a mask over his face walks through the front door. He says to give him the money in the cash register. The woman next to you backs up toward the intruder and says, you'd better do what he says because the man with a mask has a gun. One of the cards in your pocket isn't a baseball card. It's a concealed carry weapons license. You're armed today. The man pushes you out of the way and tries to get to the cash register. You push back. The woman tries to get behind you. You push your attackers away and draw your firearm. Now, they run for the door. You call police. In this case, our defender faced two robbers. Does your safety plan include more than one threat? Criminals don't fight fair. The average number of criminals involved in an assault is over two, not quite three. This attacker ran away when the defender presented his firearm. That's the rule rather than the exception. Think of what a criminal does when he sees a policeman with a gun. He does not want to get in a gunfight and get shot. He doesn't want to be shot by you as you defend yourself either. He will run away and find an easier victim. This wasn't the attack he had planned. One point, though. I'd advise you, don't fight over the money. If you can back away, draw your gun, they run out the front door with the cash till, let it go. It's not worth losing your life or getting in a gunfight over the cash. It should be insured. Protect the people. Protect the items that can't be replaced. Now, what's interesting is that this is pretty advanced in another way. Not only is it two-on-one, Bill, you've taken classes with me where we started touching the target, where we had to push the target away before we could fire on it.
Right.
That's not your first class, is it?
No. No.
No, what is that?
Not my last.
Okay. What's magic about that is you have to have some familiarity with your firearm. You have to know where it points. The great news is you have millions of years of experience pointing your finger. You know where that's pointed. And with practice, you know that your gun points just like your finger so that you can put your hand on your gun, rotate it up, lift that out of the holster, rotate it in a direction, and importantly, have your other arm out of the way while this rotated arm is just forward of your hip and you can defend yourself. It's called close quarters or in contact combat. You're taught it in small steps. This is not one of the classes where you want to be a YouTube ninja. Practice it with an instructor. Typically, we'll start with a training gun. A blue gun, a plastic gun that couldn't fire. You can stand all around the instructor and look and see how it's done. You'll do it with a plastic gun. You'll do it in the light. Everybody can watch you and say, oops, you're doing this wrong. Watch out for that. Here, this is where your arm wants to be well out of the way. Then we'll do it with a gun that we know is empty. facing a firing line, practice it again. Okay, a few at a time. Practice it, but don't fire. Okay, you look good. Okay, now a live fire exercise. Baby steps, things that are easy to learn and things that are easy to correct, small step at a time. That's how you learned, Bill. That's how I was taught.
Yep. And that's the best way. I mean, that's why classes like the tactical response class is a two-day class, and that's so that you can go over the material, and they have a lot of classroom time explaining what you're doing, and at the same time they show you the practical application of it and make you do it over and over and over and over, and over again. Because once you leave, well, they're not going to be there to correct your mistakes. So at that point, it becomes how much can we get them to go with from this point on, and are we doing the right thing? Because, like with some classes, like with tactical response, when Rob and I went there, if we ever get into a self-defense gunfight, we can call James Yeager, and he'll come to our trial and act as a expert witness, which is, you know, that's sort of a nice fringe benefit.
It's a wonderful fringe benefit, but those classes take review. If you just practice this once a year, it's not often enough for it to be automatic. Particularly this, when I bring up stories like this, in this case, it was a male shop owner. I think of women, because men, criminals, try and use brute force to get what they want. They pick on what they perceive as easy victims. Women are disproportionately assaulted because criminals don't want to get hurt. They pick on easy targets. Wow. Okay. That means women also often are encounter an aggressor at close range. Men typically carry more cash. They feel safer in the world. Criminals attack guys for cash. They attack women for their purses, for credit cards, and sometimes for personal assaults.
Right.
So if a young lady approached me and says, am I well defended? I go, have you had a close in combat course yet? And if not, let's work toward that.
Yeah.
The holidays are over, but everybody who's taking stuff back to the stores, it's dark. It's the winter time in the Northern Hemisphere for the holidays. Yeah. We're still at risk.
Yeah, we are. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about what you've seen as far as between with your self-defense gun stories before we get into the next one. What you've seen as far as, is there like, do you see differences in the age categories? Do you see differences in the gender categories with the way they, how good they are, that, you know, that kind of thing? Because I would imagine that's, at certain points that becomes a thing. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of states, cities, and counties are boosting their minimum wage in 2020. On or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the new year. Later in the year, four additional states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages, according to the National Employment Law Project. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers. and the pay gains could range to as high as $1,700 for full-time, year-round workers. Record low unemployment across most of the country has also played a role, forcing employers to bid up wages to attract qualified employees. Late last year, Amazon raised its base pay for workers at warehouse operations around the country to $15. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And today I bring you a very unique, I mean, this is really unique. I don't know of anybody else who does this. I know of people that talk about it and talk about the training for everything of it. I don't know anybody that actually forensically breaks it down. And this is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is the host of that, which is Rob Morse. He's also a writer. You can find his stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can find it at ClashDaily.com, and you can find it at AmmoLand.com. And he's also part of the Polite Society podcast, but Self-Defense Gun Stories is his baby podcast. Do you see, when you're looking at this, like if you see people past a certain age, if you're talking about an 80-year-old guy, he's not going to be able to do any sort of close combat. He's going to try to create the space as best he can and go straight to guns. What do you see when it comes to older versus younger, or have you ever made that distinction?
Oh, it's pretty clear. Yes, older people tend to be armed. Younger ones, particularly young men, go, I can fight this out. Believe me, criminals know who you are. They know what you can do. They'll plan to their advantage. The classic is a woman in her 60s goes, my husband's now ill. I used to depend on him to take care of us. Now I have to do it, and we have to do it together. Changes with time. Our situation changes. It's the same thing you'd see living with your neighbor and seeing them grow old. They start as a teenager, and they go, wow, I thought the world was safe. And now I'm working nights at a convenience store. It's not safe. Yeah. So it that problem is with us all the time, from teenagers who are working bad jobs, have apartments in the bad part of town, to later when we get infirmed, we're older, we're more vulnerable, and criminals look at us as prey.
What about female versus male?
I'm not worried about the other genders.
I don't have 57 answers for you, Bill.
Okay.
Men go through that stage when they think they're bulletproof, and pretty soon they go, I'm not bulletproof. I don't want to get in a fight again. Women go through a very similar transition. Many of them say, I would never hurt anybody. I don't know if I could. And then you're teaching the family and you go, but you defend your kids. And they go, yeah, they'll chew through a concrete wall to save their children. And you go, well, don't you think your kids deserve to have a mom? Wouldn't that be a pretty big blow to them for the rest of their lives? Wouldn't you protect yourself so your kids have you? And they go, wow. And all of a sudden, instead of holding the gun hesitantly, now you can usually say, here, you're protecting your kids. They'll hit the target. You say, you're protecting yourself for your kids. And again, bullseyes. Yeah, they're different, men and women.
So what is your next self-defense gun story that you have for us?
This one's out of Houston. It's our third story. It's getting tougher as we go along. Are you armed at home? It's a few minutes after noon, and you hear shouts from outside your home. One of the voices is your husband yelling for help. You're in your bedroom. That's where you keep your gun. You grab your gun. You come out of your bedroom toward the front door. Three strangers have pushed in the front door, dragged your husband inside. They're beating him. They're demanding money. One of these attackers is armed. He shoots at you. All of a sudden, you raise the firearm up, and the complexion of the situation changes immediately. They let go of your husband and run. You go check on your husband. You close the front door. You call EMTs and the police. Your husband's going to be fine. The security cameras have pictures of your attackers, and you give those to the police. It's getting tougher here, Bill. Now we have one wife versus three attackers.
Wow.
And we still have one story left to go, right?
Yep.
But again, this couple said, we're not invincible. We might face more than one attacker. We want to protect ourselves. Let's at least have a gun in the home. I would rather that they were both armed, because what if she'd been on the other side of the house rather than in the bedroom where they keep, you know, she's at the other end of the house doing laundry. They break in. She's got to fight through them to get to the bedroom, to get to the gun, to save her husband. Wow. Let's take it a similar step. You're being attacked. One of the attackers stops attacking you to attack your wife. You'd like to be able to use that opportunity to defend your family. You can't if the gun's in the bedroom closet. So it's just a matter of very small practical steps. About a third of the assaults are in or next to our home. So if you say, I'm safe when I'm at home, you're going to be wrong a third of the time. Some of us say, well, when the gun's at home, I have kids, I lock it up. Well, unless it's on you, you can't defend your family. Situational awareness. Where are the guns? Where are we? What do we have to do? What are the routine threats? You'll talk about that with an instructor when you take the classes. What's up, Bill?
When you're looking at some of these stories, how many people have to go for the gun in some location at the house versus have the gun on them and actually, because I carry a gun everywhere I go in the house. If I'm not carrying a gun, I'm going to has a gun there when I get there. So,
exactly.
So when you're looking at this and doing the breakdown, what do you find?
About a quarter of them have the individual going somewhere in the home to get the gun. And what that's saying is there are a very large number of gun owners. There's a much smaller number of people who carry concealed. Some of the people who could carry at home without a carry permit don't. Yeah, we need to step up. And if we're going to protect our family at home, what? You're out of the home two-thirds of the time. I understand you might live in New Jersey, in parts of California or Hawaii, where you can't get a permit. But for the rest of us, we're just avoiding taking care of our family, and they need to be taken care of. Step up, take the courses.
So a third of the time it's going to be a home invasion or near the home. So I guess maybe getting in the car or something like that. What about, have you ever tried to break down as far as how many people do it in a detached home versus, say, apartment complex, that kind of thing?
No, I haven't. And, you and I think of apartment complexes being robbed more often. I don't think it's a strong preponderance. Criminals go where they can get what they want.
I'm just thinking
and that's everywhere.
A parking garage gives them a lot of cover for their approach.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
On the other hand, so does a driveway that's off the main street.
Right.
That tree-lined driveway looks really good, but it also means you can't see somebody who's in the shrubbery off the road.
Which is something to be considered. Yeah, you got to consider that.
We're vulnerable everywhere. And, okay, here's another one. Here we've had a couple that was attacked in their home. Can you do more than put a Band-Aid on a cut, you know? Suppose he was your husband or your wife, were badly injured, they're cut, maybe stabbed. Okay, can we do something for a chest wound? Can we at least get a tourniquet on an arm or a limb? Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It's not difficult, but if planning to improvise isn't really planning.
No.
You know, have it in place.
Getting out there and getting the skill set is three-quarters of the battle because you know, once you're presented with those sort of issues, you're going to remember what you trained to do. That's the beauty of the repetition.
That's right.
Of it. That is the beauty of all of it. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to finish self-defense gun stories. I wanted to do this just to show you how often this happens, and there's actually a way to go find out how often this happens and how it works out. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One more time, as we're getting ready to wrap up 2019. This is Gun Owners News Hour. My guest today is Rob Morse. He is a podcaster, a writer, and his podcast we're discussing today, and we're taking excerpts from, is Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. And we've been hearing about all kinds of different things that have actually occurred. Do you guys ever look back at some of these and say, that could have been done differently?
All the time. If nothing else, we say that because the news stories are incomplete. How did you run away? Where did you go? When did you call the police? What did you say? There's a lot to cover that the written news articles never include, and those details can be very important to concealed carriers.
So what's our final story for the day?
Well, you know, we're working on a trend here. Our fourth story happened in not a particularly big city, a place called Turtle Creek Township, Ohio, of all places. But yeah, the pattern continues. Are you armed when you go out at night? You get a cold phone call that a friend needs some help. It's dark outside, but you drive over anyway. That's what you do for a friend. And instead of finding your friend, you find four young men armed with baseball bats, and one of them also has a gun. They tell you to hand over your wallet and your phone. You have your concealed carry permit. You're armed. Your attackers move to surround you. That's when you step back and draw your gun. You shoot the attacker who has a gun in his hand. Then you shoot the closest attacker who has a bat. Your other attackers run away. It isn't clear from the news reports whether you ran away or whether you drove away. But once you're at a safe location, you call the police. Police and EMTs take your attackers to the hospital. Five teenagers plan to rob you, kidnap you, and hold you for ransom. The judge sets their bail at $1 million each. That story almost sounds fantastic until you go, would you answer a call in the middle of the night to help a friend who said they were broken down and need some help? I would. I know you would, Bill. And there it is. It's an everyman story again. Some people plan to do you evil. They didn't plan it so it would be a fight. They thought they would overwhelm you. They even brought a gun to make sure of it. But you were armed, and your firearm, your defensive tools, and your training let you level the playing field. It's interesting. There are some other hidden defenders here. There's a lady who heard the shots. One of the wounded kids runs over to her house, and she goes, there's somebody outside, there's a fight, one guy's calling for help, another guy's not moving, and she stays on the phone with 911. She does not go out of her home to find out what's going on, but she stays in contact with the police until they arrive and pick up these miscreants. But wow, think of it. Now you have to move and shoot in the dim or in the dark. Now, that's not hard to practice with dry practice. Turn off the lights in your home, practice at night. But you want to get that training from something more than YouTube, because pointing a gun in the dark has some classic mistakes. You need to have enough background knowledge so that you know your finger is going to stay off the trigger until it clears your cover garment. It's interesting training. Speaking as a firearms instructor, we'll start you in a classroom with a plastic gun. Again, start you with a gun that has no ammunition in it. Okay, now we're going to practice with a live gun, but don't fire. So we're consciously putting our finger on the trigger. Okay, now we'll do it. We'll put some sunglasses on you. Okay, everybody gets to see you to make sure you're moving safely. But we can, it's a little harder for you to see your sights and the target. Oddly enough, and you know this, Bill, because you've taken some force on force, you've been in the military, darkness works for you as well as working against you. Yes, it's harder to see your sights. Yes, it's harder to see your attackers. It's also harder for them to see you. When you take some steps to the side, you disappear as they have to find you in the darkness. They can't tell that you're reaching for your coat and clearing it to get your gun. So if you've practiced in the dim, then the night is your friend.
Think about
Bill, what do you see?
The thing about the military, with the military, what they used to teach us, and this is before the advent of optics and illuminated reticles and all these other things and flashlights mounted on the guns. We fired in the dark the same way we would fire with our protective mask on.
Interesting.
That was to mean that we would try to center the line of the gun, the line of the barrel with the imaginary line in the cleft of our chin, and look at what we're trying to shoot. And from there, that would be our sight. Would be
right
down that barrel. So, it becomes more of a matter, and I'm not even sure even with night sights nowadays. The problem with night sights is you can line your sights up, but you have to be sure of your target. You got to know what you're shooting. You can't shoot
right
in the dark and just say, well, there's something there, and I've got to shoot it, but I've got a good sight picture. You got to know what you're shooting. So that's the thing about shooting in the dark. Steve Fisher, he doesn't believe in flashlights on guns. Whereas other people do, and it just comes down to what's going to work for you. But if you put a flashlight on a gun, just remember that when you shine that flashlight on somebody, you're pointing a gun at them. I mean, that's just, you don't have to shine it on them. You can shine it at their base, but then you got to bring the gun up if that's a bad guy looking at you. Lots of pros and cons involved right with it. It just, it's just a training conundrum, isn't it?
But, okay, to ask somebody, can you shoot in the dark? Okay, present your firearm from concealment with your eyes closed. Look at a target, close your eyes, present, and look.
Yeah.
Odds are you're very, very close. So, and the more you practice, the closer you'll get. Now, here's something that's sort of interesting. If you only get to shoot in an indoor square range, you only get to shoot one target, typically the one straight ahead of you. It's great to be able to take a step, shoot a target, move to another target. Often you can do that in an outdoor range. Certainly, you'll do that in a concealed carry or defensive handgun class. The bad news is we're attacked at night, fairly common. We're also attacked by more than one attacker. So this story, although it sounds extreme, isn't far off from the norm. Something we have to be prepared for.
Yeah, multiple attackers, that kind of stuff. In the stuff that you have looked at, are there regions or states where we see more armed self-defense than in others?
Yes. It typically happens, one, you need people there. Nevada is underrepresented. It's sparsely populated. You need people who concealed carry. Hawaii and New Jersey are sparsely, you can't get a carry permit there.
Right.
We do see stories, though, from every state, including, you know, New Jersey and Hawaii and parts of California, where people are attacked at home and they defend themselves. So that part's pretty consistent year-round. And, of course, you hear more stories about people being attacked at night, both more in the wintertime because they come out at, you know, you're just coming home at 6 o'clock. It's dark. Okay. The criminals are out. And in the summertime, too. Oh, it's warm. We stay out late at night. Classic is a couple stories that came out of Miami. Why not stay out till 9, 10 at night? It's comfortable out at night. Yeah. Criminals go wherever we are.
Before we run out of time, how many self-defense gun stories podcast do you put out a week?
I put out one podcast. I try and keep it around 15 minutes. It's a snack food of a podcast. One a week. I'm on my 177th episode today.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, that just, you know, the good podcasts are hard to come by. There's lots of them out there, but there are very few that are actually very good. To find Rob's podcast, you can find it at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, anywhere where the finer podcasts are. Self-Defense Gun Stories. Find his written word at Slowfax WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, Ammo Land, and he is also on the Polite Society podcast. And he also took this shot and came on the show with me at very, very short notice, like an hour ago. So thank you very much for that as well.
It's my pleasure, Bill. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And to all of you that have kept up with Gun Owners News Hour through all of 2019, thank you. Next time we talk, it'll be 2020. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.